Welcome back, folks. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Snowfall After Buzz TV. This is episode 9. Join us for all the discussions and have fun.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Next time I'm feeling kind of homemade, you come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't, let me, baby, just lay back and open your mouth. Cause I have never met a girl.
You really feeling this, dog? This taking you back to a time.
Yeah, I love in the whole world.
Are we about to miss the corrupt verse?
Yeah, we're going to miss the corrupt verse because, first of all, you going to keep going?
I never have no motherfucking.
Oh, okay. Oh, you was in it. You was out.
That was her part. Right.
We saw a whole other side.
You got some points
side.
For that one.
There you go.
Wow.
You kept going.
You guys.
Wow.
West Coast LA. That's my
she had that fire in her system.
Okay. Chelsea is in the building today.
Thank you for joining us again. Once again, my name is Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Dare Vince, Instagram, Young Camel Toe.
Hey, y'all. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones. You can find me on Instagram at C_S Jones and on Twitter at TheLBPlaybook.
And I'm D'Angelo. You guys can hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram.
Hey, everybody. I'm on the couch this week. It's Ashley Allen, and you can find me on all social media at Ashley Reed Allen.
Hey. Y'all, we love Ashley.
We do. Oh,
yeah. I love
we
y'all.
Do.
We love she's our
we
guest
love her.
Today.
She like our cousin. But D'Angelo is back.
Hey, I had to come back just to defend my man Young Camel Toe. All right, because I saw y'all was ganging up on him.
Oh, they were. I got you back in there, right?
Oh, I got your back. You're back. All right,
we're cool.
Back.
Yeah. High five.
He ain't right. He
let's
ain't
go.
Right.
I be speaking the truth for the
you be
brothers.
Saying some wild stuff, but I gotta represent you anyway.
I'm an opinionated young black man.
He held it down. He wasn't being attacked. Nah, okay.
Yeah, your opinions ain't all bad, but they ain't all good. So we in the middle. We all good. Right.
All right. So Franklin's trying to get the bag back. That's how we started off this episode. He got the bag back, but Mrs. Parker, a.k.a. Mel, found out that, you know, he was potentially getting her in trouble. Do you think Mel's going to come around and get Franklin back? Because you know, like, Mel
they finally kissed.
They kissed. Yeah. So I thought, like, yo,
he was like, yes.
I thought he was about to smash.
That's what was going to happen. Yeah, yeah. I don't.
He should have waited.
He probably thought so too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He should sneak the bag out.
She wouldn't have been so mad.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if you just get it in real quick, you know. I don't know if she's a virgin, but it could have worked out in his favor.
Probably so with that daddy she got.
Just said a few "I love you," kiss her on the neck, you know, give it to her good.
It's crazy because y'all know at the beginning when he was trying to go into the house, but he saw the daddy talking to her. I thought she was getting in trouble for the bag, because remember I was like, I knew that he had stashed it in her house. I thought she was getting in trouble for that, but I guess he was just, you know, questioning her, like how he went to go.
See, I just don't agree with Franklin going directly for the bag. Like,
yeah, that's
I mean,
reckless,
yeah,
that bro.
Was, in every was... other scene, yeah, Franklin's been bro. Smart and, right. You know, tactical with his moves, but in this one, he just goes straight for the bag. He could have just came over, kicked it, maybe did some math homework, maybe smashed a couple of times.
I mean,
and then
just,
eventually she's gonna have to go to the bathroom. Just
he could
have
been smoother with
right. It. She could be like, where that came from?
But at the same
I had it the whole time.
It was senseless, and it kind of made her feel like she was being used.
Right.
And I understand her getting mad over that.
I would have been mad too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, because it's like, okay, you, even though, like, I think both of their emotions are valid. Like, of course, he doesn't want to get caught by the cops, but at the same time, it's like, well, you stashed it in my house, and like, what about me?
Right.
You know, so I think both of them are coming from valid emotions.
And then he said, like, aren't we like Bonnie and Clyde, or aren't you down for me or something like that?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I'm down, but you need to give me a warning. Like,
yeah,
you can't just like throw some coke in my closet and think it's okay. Like,
yeah, you gotta at least tell me I got coke in my closet.
And then I'm
that's
cool
disgusting.
With it.
Talk about, like, how long
I'll
was
tell
it,
you
day?
What drawer to put it in, like,
you know?
Right. Because we ain't reading minds over here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then we cut to Franklin talking to his moms, and his moms know something's up. His doesn't know exactly what's happening. She thinks he's something
weed. She thinks he's weed.
Little did she know.
Touche.
Why is she so mad over weed, though?
Well, back she just doesn't want him in the street.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
where is he supposed to be?
He was in college.
In college, yeah,
but he dropped out. So
no,
now
he left.
Yeah. So, okay. So you have a son that's in college. Uh-huh. He doesn't finish college. He comes home and then he's dealing drugs. You're okay with that?
He's supposed to be working a legitimate job on the straight and narrow path, not
at the
liquor streets.
Store.
Or just trying to it's better
a,
his
it's
life.
It's still
in
a legal job.
Like she said, she's a single mother. She's doing so much and trying to give him so many advantages. And your ass is out there selling drugs.
Yeah, but look at Jerome and Louie.
That's not
what
something she
them?
Wants him to aspire
yeah,
to be.
Yeah, but Jerome and Louie, they living like a peaceful life so far.
What?
Barely.
What do you
somewhere.
Mean?
Okay. Louie is out here like knocking out.
I'm sitting here trying to defend you and you saying stuff like that.
You're right.
This is what we're talking about.
Okay, it's a loving family, though. Louie and Jerome is probably the most loving couple we have in the show. When
yeah,
it comes
but
down
that
to
doesn't
love.
Mean...
I wouldn't say that.
They ride or dies. Hold
they
on.
Do got each other's back.
They got each other's back.
They do.
I say it's
but they the
most
only
family.
Couple on the show for
no,
real.
No.
It's
got
the most
T-Mac
stable family.
Teddy Mac and his girl, they long distance. They don't count.
What?
How?
It don't count.
Alejandro and his girl.
Okay. I'm trying to understand why you would want Franklin to
aspire to be
like Jerome and Louie.
He's not trying to be them. He's trying to
or
be
like,
better.
Yeah, be better. So then why are you going to go down the path of what they were already going down by
but
selling drugs?
I think it's the idea of he's just trying to get fast money to help them get out of the situation.
Yeah, he wants his mom out of the hood.
Yeah, I think that's the point. I don't think
this is a heartfelt thing. That's why when I know we're going to talk about that, but let me go ahead and say it. When Louie told her, like, you know, basically you the reason why he's selling drugs, like, it's all about her. That's what he explained to Mel on the first episode. He let her know, like, I'm not about that life. I'm about this money because I want mama to be somewhere safe. Like, I want to get her out the hood. So,
but Louie has no right. Like, she has no right to say, because she is part of the reason why he's gone in that direction or has been enabled. And, like, how you going to blame his mom? Like, she's definitely trying as her hardest to, like, do it the right way.
But Louie's playing a role, though, I think. I think Louie was just trying to hide the fact that, you know, Frank is actually doing crack now instead of weed. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, Louie don't know what Jerome told her, and Louie don't know what his mama know.
Right.
Right.
And then I think... Uh-huh.
Because she said he the one coming here pushing that stuff in our face. So she didn't say exactly what it was,
yeah.
But now his mama think that he the one is, you know... Okay, we're going to sell this.
You don't
meeting,
think
you know
Jerome talked to Louie about the conversation he had?
Possibly, when she said...
Clearly, they don't be...
Yeah,
but she knows not to spill all of the beans because she doesn't know exactly what he has told his sister or not.
No, I don't think so.
And
yeah,
why did Jerome look so... Like, why was Jerome looking worried when he talked to his mom?
Jerome looking worried?
Okay,
mean Franklin?
No, the mom found out that Franklin was... Or discovered that Franklin was doing drugs by seeing Jerome's face while Jerome came over to talk to her. Like, that was, like, the tip-off.
Because Sissy, the mom...
Right.
And Jerome... Like, I think Sissy might be the older sister or whatever, but she has struggled so hard to get her son on the right path.
Right.
And that's why Jerome doesn't want... That's why he was like, I don't want you doing drugs, I don't want you doing this. Like, your mom's gonna come after me because she wants you to be better than what this is.
Okay.
And so when Jerome comes over and he has, like, guilt, like, all over his face, it's because he knows that Sissy doesn't want him involved in incidents like this.
Mm-hmm.
In incidents of shooting and dealing drugs and all this stuff. So, like, here she is stressed out that there was a shooting in her backyard, and of course he's gonna be, like, scared of his sister who is trying to raise, like, this a good black young kid. And so I think that's where it's frustrating, because I understand him wanting to get his mom out of the hood and have a better life for his mom.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, his mom did so much work so that he didn't have to go about it this way.
Exactly.
And so I think that's why it's frustrating for me.
Okay. And I'm sure none of them anticipated someone to get shot or almost killed.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is the activity that they're doing out in the streets, is now it's coming back to the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So now you're adding a whole nother component into what Franklin is doing out. Now it's coming back to the house. And that's a whole nother level that they're dealing with.
Do you guys think
I just
want
to say one thing.
Go ahead.
Prayer works, y'all. Remember we prayed for Leon. I know. He wasn't going to die. He's alive. Prayer works. Thank you, Jesus.
You
want to
do
it.
another prayer just so Leon doesn't become paralyzed?
Uh-uh. I rebuke that. He's not going to be paralyzed.
You don't want to pray for it?
He's not already.
I'm looking out for...
I'm speaking it. He's good.
Okay, just like that? No prayer needed.
He's
all
good.
Right, no prayer
He's
needed.
He's good.
Do you guys think that Franklin's going to be kicked out of his mom's house, though, now that he's selling weed?
No.
Not now that he's selling.
She's taking in that money.
But Remy I think if she keeps, if he keeps lying to her, then possibly.
And hey, look, he's about to have enough money to own his own apartment. Okay.
Yeah.
His own house. That's his true. Own everything.
Yeah. But I mean, that's still your mom's. Your mom kicks you out. You'd still be a little bit upset. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think if he keeps lying to her and she keeps figuring out what he's really doing, then she might just say, "You're on your own. I'm not feeding you no more," and all this stuff.
I don't know. I don't think she will kick him out.
You don't
think
so? Do you think she enables him? Because when Aunt Louie was like saying, you know, you need to be more responsible. You keep passing the blame off to us. Like, the blame should be on you. Like, do you think she's maybe enabling him in some ways where it's like...
No, but I think she... I think she needs to maybe pay a little bit more attention to him. You know, and of course, like, she has to go to work. She has to make money to pay the bills. But I think the fact that he did drop out of college, he's here, he's making money, she probably does need to pay a little bit more attention to her child. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. He's a grown man now, though.
I understand that, but...
Yeah, but he lives in her house.
He lives in her house, you know, so...
See, that's a problem, he
lives in her house, and then, you know, his best friend is getting shot at her house. So, of course, you need to be paying attention because these niggas know where you live. They know where you live. They watching your crib. Like, even the next door neighbor, the whole popo know there's people watching your crib. Like, you got to be concerned because if somebody watching my crib, I need to be all up and through your business. Because why they watching me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They could try to be shooting you and hit me.
See, my idea for them was just to have, you know, Franklin, Leon, and his other homie maybe get an apartment. But I don't know how easy that would be for some young black males to just squat up on an apartment back in those days.
Right.
They got enough money, though.
Yeah, they do, but I wouldn't recommend Kev to live with them. He gonna be smoking all that.
Okay, that's true.
He gonna be smoking all that crack.
He don't know. Okay, he does. Franklin doesn't know that now, though.
Yes, he do.
He has crackhead tendencies.
Yeah, Franklin know what's up. See, that's why he don't let him smoke it.
No, but he did let him smoke it
one time because he knew.
No, but I think Franklin maybe. I don't think he would call him or say that he has crackhead tendencies right now. But I would assume that he would probably put the pieces together because when they first got the coke, he was the first one like, oh, let me try it. Now they have crack. Oh, he wants to try. He's always the first one who's like
he tried that coke
thirsty to try all the products.
That's true. Mm-hmm. So, but that could come in handy in the future. Whenever you have like a new product dealer and you want to see how good the product is, he could be that person.
Or it could contradict it and hurt their business because he's more focused on that than making money. Yeah, he seemed more reckless than trustworthy in that way.
Yeah.
And we know how addictive cocaine is, so, you know what I mean?
We do. They don't.
They don't yet, but...
Okay.
Us as viewers.
Okay.
It's past the 80s, so we pass the crack at
the minute. I'm like, hold on.
We in the future. Yeah, we in the future.
No, I'm asking because y'all saying it, so, like, we don't, you know.
Well, Leon and Kev are probably dead. Now.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just so you know. Also goes over to Stomper's game.
Can I just say, I just need to give myself credit. Before I left, I was the only one that said Oso was going to get Shawty. Nobody else said that.
Nobody said that?
Nobody. I was like, y'all looked at me crazy.
I think, of course, y'all don't remember.
I know y'all don't remember.
Oso
was getting them draws.
Hold on.
You didn't say that.
Hold on. I said, okay, I can see that possibly happen. I just was against it because she looked like a grandma. That was my thing.
You did say that.
I mean,
okay, but
I
you remember me saying this, right?
I thought it was going to be Teddy getting her draws, too.
What? Why would Teddy get
her draws? You said that. I was like, what are you talking about?
I thought I was on board with that. Yeah, because he was like...
See, look, my radar is way better than y'all's.
Teddy like all women right now, okay?
What? We've only seen Teddy with white women.
Okay. That doesn't mean that that's all he likes.
Right. I think that's all he likes. He's like a white woman type of guy. I know Teddy Mac. I did a whole biography on him.
Oh, really? Tell us before. Where's he from?
We're just going to cut that, right? He's from Tallahassee.
He was right about the shades thing, though. Every time he put them shades on, man, he turned into somebody else. Yeah, he do. Because he did it with the blonde, the new girl.
Mm-hmm. He hit people up on cars and stuff. Hey,
I'm impressed. He's grown so much.
See, I thought he was going to do it with those. Everybody is grown, though. Everyone's coming to their own. All the main characters. Teddy Mac, Oso, and Franklin. Yes.
Yeah, because I was a little scared for Oso because I knew that Pedro Daddy Romero, I knew he was planning something, but I didn't know that he was about to cut him completely out the operation. But I knew
Which was smart.
That makes complete sense. I thought he was going
to
kill
him. Yeah, yeah, I thought he was going to try to take him out too.
I mean, maybe Lucia begged him not to.
Probably.
But yeah, that was
Pedro's so stupid. He told him everything, even about them killing the two people.
But is he stupid because he got what he wanted?
He covered his own ass.
Yeah, no, he wasn't stupid at all. Like,
I remember we all thought that he just told him just a little bit, like they got this operation. But he told him every single thing. Like,
but he was gonna get cut out eventually because
because Lucia and Oso,
they was starting to,
they were making the moves.
Yeah,
they need to sacrifice Pedro.
Is Lucia's dad dead now?
Yeah, he died.
That was a passing away of Lucia. I wonder if we're going to see like a more like ruthless Lucia now.
I think so.
I hope so.
When she was saying like, this is my family, I can't go against my family. Now that her dad's not there.
They might try to kill her, so she might have to go work with Oso.
But I think that's
they already about to cut her off the book. They already cut her from handling the money from Alejandro. Like they already cut everything out. Like she just on the inside looking in still.
And her father did now, so there's no real reason to like. She don't have
to keep her around. Yeah.
Well, I don't think they'd off her. Like they wouldn't kill.
They wouldn't kill her.
But they would.
They would cut her out.
They're cutting her out slowly but surely.
The only thing I'm scared about is like, okay, so you know, Oso with the Stompers, and they like, okay,
with the Stompers is one guy named Stomper. It's not the Stomper gang.
Okay, the Hispanic guys, the whatever
Stompers gang.
Stompers gang. Okay. So he with them, you know, and he talking about what's going on. So he like, dang, you gonna tell me that the family are competition now? The only thing is like, you know, now that Oso and, you know, Stomper and his homeboys may be coming up against Lucia and her family, I just don't want Alejandro and Teddy involved in that. But it's like,
gonna be involved.
Yeah, it's like, it's no choice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that to happen because Alejandro got a whole war he fighting already. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then Teddy trying to support him with the weapons for this war. Why they got to be brought into their stuff?
What side do you think they will take at the end of the day? If it all goes down, what
Teddy
side?
Like Gustavo. He like Oso.
Okay. Yeah. And you think Alejandro's going to
Alejandro, he likes, you know, because he liked the way Romero came up in there. He like, oh, yeah. Okay. You want that? All right. We're going to do whatever you say. You know? But, and they going to have to split. But I'm down with Oso.
You know what Oso?
Yeah, because I don't like Romero because I don't like Pedro. I want Pedro out, but I like Oso.
Okay. I do think that under the Romero's, you know, just his team, Oso was more safe just being with that family. Whereas Oso now with Stomper, I feel like there's a whole lot more threats because Stomper's in your face.
Because they don't
Stomper's
even like him.
Probably just killed random people just for walking in his neighborhood. So I think like clearly. Now that Oso, since he's going to be affiliated with Stomper, just walking through neighborhoods, it's going to be a target on his back now.
Yeah, but this gives Oso the chance to boss up and be the leader that I think we all agree that we see in him. Because under the other people, it would have taken him forever to be able to be the boss. Now that he's out and on his own, like now he has a chance to step up and do what he needs to do to be the king.
Because Stomper just wants killers. So if he sees Oso out here just taking out, you know, his competition, he's going to be like, all right, Oso, what you need?
Yeah, he'll be the muscle killer. And Oso will be the man.
See, I kind of have a theory. Because when Lucia was like, just take the money, and Oso was like, no, I'm not going to take the money. And he kind of made like a statement like, we could do something else or something like that. He left open it and then they cut it. Yeah, but by Oso going there to this with Stomper and meeting and everything like that, maybe she is kind of double crossing them. Yeah. And
you think she in a loop with this, what he did?
I think so. Yeah, for sure.
And kind of building an army, and they're going to take out Pedro and Romero.
I think that's the plan.
That's kind of my theory. Because, I mean, that was my prediction last week, that she was going to flip. Her father's going to pass away, and she's going to have some type of army. So it's not her family that she's, like, turning against one another. But I think now that they have Stomper and his gang, I think that might possibly be something that... Because it's just weird. Like, why would you cut on that and have him next scene be talking to someone else?
I just wish he didn't tell Stomper and him that it was her who cut him out.
That's the only thing. Because that was confusing.
If she in on the strategy, like, why would you say that? Why wouldn't you just say, you know, her family
But maybe you don't... Because would you trust the girl if you're like, she's going against her family, so she's going to be with that. Like, would you trust that person if they're going to turn their back on their family like that? Like, I if mean, you're a stomper?
Either way, when she finally do it, they still going to be looking at her.
Crazy. I think maybe that it's going to happen eventually, but they haven't agreed on it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, she's still thinking about it, and mm-hmm. she's starting to see that her family's starting to turn on her.
Yeah, once so she then realizes she'll be like, yo, she's really I effed up.
Joe Stomper.
Yeah.
Let me join your game.
So I think
that's, they bring in somebody. That's look, Romero said bring somebody else in for the books. She's like, I don't need help with the books. He's like, no, anything can happen to you. We don't need you.
Yeah, when you said that.
Yes, I was like, okay.
He said, y'all can get you killed. I was like, oh,
that was right. Like foreshadowing of you about to be out this month. Mm-hmm. Like, dang.
That's a good point.
Oh, they gonna take her?
I don't mind.
They need to take Pedro. Sacrifice him. Y'all, I don't
Pedro
like Pedro.
Gotta go.
Yeah,
he gotta go.
Pedro's staying.
Yeah, because
he's the antagonist that you
always
want
to be. No, the opposite of everybody else.
I'm not saying I like Pedro. I'm saying
his character is necessary.
His character for the
show.
Yes,
so
you have somebody to hate.
You got to have an antagonist.
You do need somebody.
But new antagonists can be developed.
Right. I can get a new one. He
got to
go.
All right.
His snitching butt got
to
go.
And he just irritates me, especially like this episode. Now he doesn't even say nothing. He just sits behind his dad with that stupid smirk on his face.
Right. Like, you running something. You ain't running nothing. Your daddy running everything.
You stole from daddy. And then you went to go run to him and snitch on yourself and your whole family. That's punk. That's some punk stuff.
It is. Yes.
He got a bad throw.
You always trying to go against me. I was agreeing with you. I was just saying his character is needed.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
You just want to argue. That's what you want to do. You want to argue.
No, I know. I just don't be understanding.
We're not going to argue about you not wanting to argue. I know. I knew that was going to happen. I'll wait for it.
Look, I'm
I agree.
Just, all right. Whatever. Cool. Next point.
All right. So Victoria's on the hunt for Alejandro. She has a picture.
Okay, that was when she gifted that picture. That was weird.
That wasn't weird.
It was a nice touch.
Yeah.
It was a nice touch.
She like has feelings for him. He seems like a decent guy from her perspective.
I mean, but the whole thing was where she handed to him, then they sat on the couch for a second, then she hugged him, and then she left. Like, it
she wanted
like,
it. She wanted it.
It was just,
but she knows.
She was like, Mary, I should go.
She was waiting
she
for him to make the move.
I don't know. I was uncomfortable.
It was all weird. He looking at her like, and she like, oh, well, maybe I should go. Yeah, you think so?
But you can tell he's
poor girl.
He feels bad.
I don't want to be the bad guy here, but I hope Teddy gets some of those before he kills her. I don't know. I just
you hope he gets one.
You are the bad guy. You can't say that.
I just want it before he kills Victoria.
You hope he gets some?
I hope he's.
I don't think his conscience will allow him to do it.
You don't think? I hope no. But, okay.
I don't think Teddy ever killed nobody.
I said it wrong. Okay. I mean, I hope he tries to like soothe her over. By just becoming in a relationship kind of with her.
Ain't no relationship.
He tried that already.
That's
he tried to like be friends and support her.
You don't think?
No.
You don't think Teddy Mac
could lay
down? Your sister's
missing and some guys comes over. Oh, baby. No.
You don't think Teddy Mac
could
lay down?
You can't distract me from trying to figure out what
happened. Not you. We're not talking about you. We're talking about Victoria.
No, she's
fixated. She's pretty resilient. No.
Yeah.
Now she got a picture. So
she got to
go.
But she don't got no evidence, though.
But if she gets closer to Teddy, she going to see
her evidence.
That's the last person that witnessed.
That is the evidence.
Okay, fine. She has a photo. She goes to the police. Yo, this is the last person that my sister was seen when she left the club. Okay, cool. Now you go to his house. What are you finding? Those bodies are gone. The cocaine's gone.
But they're still sniffing around. They eventually could possibly find something.
No, you're right about that. But
remember, the hair was in a trash can.
But she doesn't have the hair.
No,
she don't.
She don't have the evidence. That's what I'm trying to say. She has a photo. She has an idea.
So this is what she has. So the cops never took her seriously because she never had any solid lead.
She didn't have any leads.
Yeah. So now that she has this lead of like, okay, this is the last person he was with, whatever. And then she takes that to the cops. And then
they got the address.
Then maybe they have something to go,
they go to the house
or something like
all
that.
All it takes is one puzzle piece and,
and then
start
they start
putting
moving.
It together.
Okay, well, I'm going to make this prediction right now. Teddy Mac's gonna go tell Alejandro the story and what's happening, and Alejandro's gonna go kill her because Teddy's not gonna be.
Yeah, Teddy's
not
gonna
do it.
Yeah, unless Alejandro makes him do it, I think that would be.
Or,
I think yeah,
that's Alejandro's mistake.
Put some hair on your chest.
I don't think Alejandro would make him do it. No, I don't see why he would.
Yeah,
man up.
I think he would want to take care of himself.
That would be too much for Teddy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he'd be able to do that.
I would kind of like to see him in a situation. I don't know.
You want to see him try to kill her?
Not try to kill her.
That's what
I'm not the bad guy here.
Be in a situation that makes him uncomfortable, that he has to, like, push himself through. Like, we saw that with Franklin when he had to, try to kill Lenny and Ray Ray and stuff like that. So to see Teddy in a situation where he'd have to really feel uncomfortable and do something he doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
Speaking about Lenny and Ray Ray.
I don't think he ever killed nobody in his life.
No, I don't think so either. No. But yeah, no. So it'd be an interesting conflict.
Like, why do you even have a gun under your desk you was working at? Like, why did you even have that?
Interrogation, scare people.
Boy, he scare himself. Okay.
Not with the glasses on though.
With them glasses on, he's Teddy
Mac.
He's Escobar. Right. You know, he out here. Speaking about Lenny and Ray Ray, we see Franklin. The ending scene. Franklin's talking to Ray Ray about maybe doing some business down the road. Do you guys think that's going to work out in Franklin's favor? Or do you think that's going to turn out bad?
I think Franklin is really strategic. Like, if he doesn't have anything else, he has strategy. So he may not be a fighter, or he may not be a killer, or as aggressive as he should be, but he has a strategy.
Yeah.
And when Leon told him that it was just Lenny who shot him and Ray Ray wasn't with him, that was his go. All right, let me get Ray Ray on my side because I'm about to take his friend out. Like, I feel like it's all about strategy. I don't even think he really want anything to do with Ray Ray. Like, why would you come, you know, with somebody who was allied with somebody who just tried to take your best friend out? I think it's all about strategy because he wouldn't have went to Claudia for her help and put himself in all this danger for no reason. Like, he got to be up to something with that.
But maybe he sees the tenacity in Lenny and Ray Ray. He sees that because they said that they took out the other crew. All of, Carvel?
Yeah.
They took out all of Carvel's crew. The Arcade Boys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So maybe he sees strength in these two, and he's just like, maybe if I just get him on my side, we squad.
No, Lenny out. He ain't going for Lenny.
You think Lenny's out?
He's out. Like, you just tried to take. He's trying to kill his best friend. He's not going for Lenny. Like, no.
I disagree. I think he's trying to have them distribute for him.
Yeah,
right. I think he's trying to work with
and him. I don't think that's going to cause a rift between him and Leon. Is where I don't think it's going to work out in his favor. Where it's like, yo, you're gonna have these guys make money for you and be in business with you and they just try to kill me. Like, I don't think that's going to work out for him personally. And maybe Leon kind of rifts away in that sense.
I don't think he bringing Lenny on. He can't be. He can't be. This is a thing.
Ray Ray on.
Yeah, he's bringing Ray Ray on, but this is the thing. I feel like he's going to try to get Ray Ray to turn against Lenny so he could kill him himself.
Okay.
That's what I like. I feel like he's going to be on that. Like, I don't... This is a plot against trying to get to Lenny. You know what I'm saying? It don't have nothing to do with Ray Ray. He's just a pawn being used.
Right. But Franklin doesn't seem like the kind of guy that wants to have bodies attached to his name.
Clearly, that's why he gonna have Ray Ray do it.
But he might be meeting up with Ray Ray because Ray Ray can get through to Lenny.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Right. I think that's his goal, but I don't think Franklin's goal is to try to kill Lenny, but he's going to have to because Lenny's on the vendetta of, like, he got raped. Like, he's trying to get anybody back, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The booty bandit warrior.
So I think at some point he's going to have to kill him, but he don't want
warrior.
To.
I'm not about to play with you.
R.I.P.
He had to go.
Jerome is now out in the parks or the streets selling crack, getting money.
He getting that money.
Man, I wish they would have showed that scene, man. Just this big buff dude with a Jerry curl selling to the crackheads.
When everybody coming up to him with their hand out.
Yeah.
I feel bad because Jerome tried so hard to do the right thing throughout the whole show, and then now the money's there.
He
so
looking at that money,
no.
He like,
It's too late now.
He was acting like a kid in a candy store, like,
Like, Louie was like, oh, man, that's a lot of cash. Yeah, I switched it up. I bumped it up to dimes, too. They kept coming back. Then Louie looked at him like, oh, this is going to cause us problems. Because once people start seeing all this money coming in, it's going to be a target on your back. But Jerome didn't care.
He's not even thinking about that.
He wanted Louie to be excited, and I was wondering why she's not excited. But that's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. That's probably why she was looking like that. Like, I don't know, you know? But she's still down for the count.
Yeah, because if you got all these people coming to you for some new drug, paying you half the... Or I don't even know if it's half the price. I don't know how much it costs. But they paying a lot less than what they paying for other drugs in the streets. That's cutting off a lot of people's, you know, money supply. So they're going to be like, where y'all going? They're going to follow them. Mm-hmm. They're going to see this buff dude in the park with a Jerry curl. With a bag.
That's probably more common around that
he
time.
He need a new
buff dude
with a Jerry curl in his late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
But selling crack in the park?
That part is unique.
See, it's normally
talking about it from a modern day perspective, so you wouldn't understand.
He probably got a boombox trying to create a nice ambiance. I don't know. That's how I feel.
Dang, but she going to get that club, though.
Is she?
Yeah,
that
was interesting.
What you mean
that.
She gonna get that club?
When she when Franklin said, you gotta do this, she like, what's in it for me? She said, I want Claudia in the club. I want that whole
Okay, let's rewind, though, because when Franklin went in there and was like, I want you to hook up some Lenny and Ray Ray, and she's like, well, I want it to be personal. Like, I thought
she wanted
I thought she came off Franklin.
She wanted Franklin, too.
And we all were
that
like,
was a plot twist. Yeah.
No.
And I thought she wanted Franklin, too.
And then Franklin's like on the porch with Louie. Yeah, that was crazy.
They had a whole relationship.
They had. That's why she didn't.
That's going
like
to be
her.
The most angriest. Like, they couldn't show that scene, but that probably had to have been the angriest, like, little sex scene ever, because I know she was pissed the whole time.
And the way she looked at it when she walked in the door, she looked at her like
she
a piece
was
of
excited.
Meat.
Yeah, Louis was mad though.
She was mad as hell. That's some wild stuff.
That was hot. I don't know. I was like, I'm sorry, that was hot. I think Louis was the top though. Even though Claudia called her in, I think Louis was on top, whatever that means in a female relationship.
Yeah, I'm confused.
You got tops and bottoms, is how it goes.
You saying who had the strap on, who took it?
I think Louis had the strap on.
Oh, okay.
I think she was the top. She was the one dominating the sheets.
How is Louis going to get a club?
This is
part of the show.
After she sleeps with her, what's the plan of how she's going to
get
the club?
This club for her?
Like, what do you
I don't know what Franklin's going to do with that. Because he's going to have to kill her.
Yeah, you have to take her out.
He would have to take Claudia out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
and that's sad because Claudia helping him.
Yeah.
It's a business, though.
But Louis ain't playing.
But there's other clubs.
So there, Louis can run the crack through the club,
Louis
then.
Because Louis don't like her.
Yeah, it's a strategy.
And especially if she got to do this, she going
like
out of the way.
I like
that. She takes over.
That part.
Yeah.
There you go.
Running crack
like
Truth.
Let me not do that. I'm talking about like Truth.
It's so sad.
Oh, okay, so look. Yeah, next point.
Is Franklin going to make it? Is he going to get this cash? Is he going to be prosperous in his own community?
Mm-hmm.
Is his mom going to find out
the real truth
about the crack? And is she going to be mad? Because she don't know what crack is. She knows what weed is. They had all that propaganda.
Right.
Mostly that was coming from the alcohol company because weed was taking away their money. So back in the 80s, the alcohol companies was making all types of ads saying weed is bad. Weed is bad for your brain. You'll never do anything off weed. But there's no such propaganda.
You saw these commercials on ATV?
No, I know how.
Okay,
that's
go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's just how it was. Yeah. They didn't have any propaganda against crack at that time. So, I mean,
it was illegal. It was illegal. It was using drugs and stuff like that.
I think
cleaning supplies and stuff.
I think the fact that it's drugs, no matter what the drug is, she gonna be mad about
and
it.
And then her father, his father, like, just what happened with that. And I don't know what he's addicted, like, with
heroin.
Yeah, it was heroin.
It was
so,
like heroin.
So that's just that. There's a stigma already in the family when it comes to drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. She's
also, his daddy was on heroin.
Yeah.
I thought his daddy was on cocaine. I made that up.
I can't remember.
He ain't got money like that.
Clearly. You're right.
Coke is a rich people drug.
Not no more now.
Oh.
Yeah, not no more.
Not no more now.
It ain't.
Hey, you think he still got Jerome's clothes?
Yeah, he
still
does.
Walking through the,
he still
through
got
the streets
the
looking
though.
Like an accountant.
I was so pissed when he left while his son getting choked out by the police. That's wild, even though I found out that he was a Panther. I know y'all probably talking about that, but that was kind of cool.
But I mean, in history, that kind of that happened to a lot.
That's
of
very
the,
historic.
The Black
a lot of the Panthers.
Yeah.
Y'all think it was on purpose? They dropped drugs on them on purpose so they can get strung out and act crazy.
In history, Tupac's mom, she was a Black Panther. She had her struggles with drugs. So
it was definitely
a
government takedown.
We see how the CIA is. I mean, that's what the show's about.
Showing their involvement in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of wish we got to see. Are the Black Panthers still a thing at this point in time?
You mean in the.
Like, is it still, like, a large organization, or is it died down by the 80s?
Definitely not. I mean, when you saw the building,
but that was
their headquarters.
It was, but now it's had...
That shows that it's kind of dying down.
Yeah.
That's, the headquarters is no longer... It's a crack house, so, like, that shows that it's not
the
thing anymore.
Y'all know the Black Panthers are still around? I mean, there's, like, a new age Black Panther, but they just...
Yeah.
They're, like, extremists now.
All right.
What's their name?
Black Panthers. Well, yeah, Black Panther.
I'm talking about what's
their
name.
Black Panther Remix. I don't know.
What are they at?
Oakland? Well, that's their headquarters, but they have, you know.
Oh, so this is for real?
Yeah, like currently right now. Like they in the Oakland.
So you're not talking about the Black Lives Matter movement, right?
No, something separate from that.
Okay.
Yeah, something separate. Let's move on to predictions.
Not that we waited for this, though.
We just throwing predictions out already.
Yeah, yeah, we've been throwing predictions out all.
Yeah, but they got to do the lights with the predictions. Who going first with the predictions? Who got them?
D'Angelo.
Nah, Ashley on the couch.
Oh, on okay, the couch.
Yeah. All right, so I think that eventually Aunt Louie is going to get the club. She's going to end up running the crack out of the club. Her and Jerome, that's going to be their place where they get the crack out. I don't think that Franklin's mother is going to kick him out when she finds out. I think that she's not going to like it. She's going to try to convince him to get on the right path. But once she sees all of that money coming in that she needs, I think she might kind of on the low give him a pass. And I'm glad Franklin bought Leon some new shoes.
Dope.
Interesting.
I think Oso's about to go Rambo on Pedro's family. I just the look in his eye when he just looked down at all those guns. Stomper was like right behind him grinning. Like I just see like a war going on. I mean, of course it's bad for the community, but for TV that's great. I like to see action. I think Ray Ray's going to work for Franklin somehow, some way. Mm-hmm. I think Franklin, not now, not initially, but over time, you know, maybe season two, I think Franklin is going to be able to get through Ray Ray and just maybe show him that, you know, Lenny's a... Because I think even Ray Ray says something about Lenny just, you know, doing things irrationally sometimes, where Ray Ray kind of like laid back in the cut and actually thought things through. So I think Ray Ray and Franklin will team up eventually. I think that teamwork is going to work too because they both seem like reasonable people when it comes to the drugs. I just want to see more Jerome. I ain't got no predictions for him, but I just hope nothing bad happens to him. Like, I want to see some scenes with him in the park, just buff with a Jerry Curl with a boom selling off this crack. And yeah, my predictions.
I don't think nothing happening to Jerome. I think he's going to be fine. He's going to be fine. Because he's just too big for that. But
he's too basically big for a bullet.
Well, I guess what I mean by that is, like, people see him at where he is and ain't nobody about to be messing with him. Like, that's what I believe. Like, I mean, he already running the game, but it's just weed.
Not even the Latinos.
Now he
though?
Got something else.
What about the Latinos?
But they not about to come into that community.
Once they start seeing the money, you don't think?
No. No. Uh-huh. I think they going to stay where they at until it start getting, like, real, real big. Okay. But I do believe a war is about to go on between, you know, the family, and then Alejandro and Teddy going to have to join the war, and Teddy going to have to choose between Alejandro and Oso and Lucia. And I believe that Lucia is going to take out, you know, well, going to cross over from her family and join Oso and this little thing he done started up. And it's about to get real messy. I believe Lenny is going to die between Leon and Franklin and Ray Ray. One of them three going to kill him. And I believe that Franklin is probably going to make Ray Ray do it because he works for him now. And Ray Ray is smart. He's going to do what he's told. I think that's about it for me. Oh, and I don't believe Teddy is going to kill the girl. I think he's going to try to find some way to hide her, and that whole little situation with him not wanting to kill her or can't kill her because he don't know how to kill nobody is going to cause conflict between him and Alejandro.
Yeah, quickly, I think that Oso is going to turn, obviously, and I think Lucia is going to join him in some capacity and take out her cousin and uncle. And then I also think I disagree with Ashley. I think that his mom's going to find out, and I think it's going to be in a way where she actually sees it and doesn't hear about it, but she sees him in the streets doing these types of things. And as a mother, you never want to see your son doing something like that. So I think that's going to kind of set her off and kind of
fuel her fire.
Yeah. Mm. So yeah, that's my prediction.
Two or three people probably will die next week. I'm thinking
Pedro. Kill him.
I don't think it's going to be Pedro. I think it's going to be his father. I could see... I think the blonde chick is gone. And the other person is Lenny, probably.
Gotta go. Okay, yeah. Gotta go. I'll take the three out.
Season finale. Well, no, people gotta go. People gotta die.
I agree. Yeah.
Please bring Avi back, though. I like Avi. Well, he was a funny character.
He's been MIA.
Yeah, where Avi at? He probably just having fun with that one black lady. World. He was. You know? Like, every time he came in, Frank was like, oh,
here we go.
We're gonna do it today.
You ain't got no
crackhead
story for us today.
Yeah, quickly, I mean, I was on a bus. This crackhead was talking to this guy from Cameroon. She asked him, she said, my name's Keisha. How do you say my name in Cameroon? And he looked confused, and it was my bus stop. So I stood up. I looked at the dude from Cameroon. I said, crackhead. And then she looked at me all confused, and I walked off the bus. That's my story. My name is Emmanuel Wright. You can find me on all social medias at Dear Vits on Instagram at Young Camel Toe.
Thank y'all so much for watching. I am Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
Hey guys, Chelsea Suck Jones. You can find me on Twitter at the LB Playbook and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And hit me up on Twitter at D'Angelo TV and at D'Angelo on Instagram.
And I'm Ashley Allen. You can find me all on social media at Ashley Reed Allen. Yeah. See you next week.
Bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.